Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It is my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. I'm going to share something with you. But before I do, I want to at least give you the headlines. Now, the headlines, that doesn't mean we're going to get through all these articles, so there's no way we can get through all these articles. But I want to share the headlines with you because this is what they're talking about over the weekend. Ginsburg doesn't want to envision a Trump win. Judge Ginsburg of the Supreme Court. You know, she's also the one who says the Constitution is an out-of-date document. Trump looks at retired General Flynn as a possible running mate. Faced with Trump and Clinton, Americans want a third choice. Hillary relieved and glad the email probe is over. Is it over? Dallas attack adds to Cleveland concerns over the GOP convention coming up. Anti-Trump forces plan B. Pick the VP. Oklahoma governor fallen, and she's also one of the VP on the list, one of those on that VP list for Trump. She says it's more dangerous to be black in America. Giuliani says black people must teach their children to be respectful to the police. And O'Reilly chimes up and says African Americans must distance themselves from the BLM, which is not the BLM that we know and don't love, but Black Lives Matter, to have good racial relations. White Americans despise this crew. The Dallas gun control push is wrong. And a poll that's come out is that Donald and Hillary nearly tied at one point in time, and Clinton leads in the drops to 1 point over Trump. And Paul Nellon at Paul Ryan's mansion says, tear down your wall if you won't build one for this country. So apparently Paul Ryan has a wall around his house. I found that kind of interesting, don't you? Why does he need a wall around the house? Now let's get serious for just a moment. I want to pay a tribute to all those men and women in blue. And I watched some. I usually try to boycott just to take a break from the news over the weekend, but I did chime in and watch it some a little bit, trying to stay on top of things. I shared this particular reading with you a year or two ago. I can't remember how long ago it was. It's actually by Paul Harvey. And it's a tribute to all our men and women in the blue. And yes, those who are retired from the same occupation. Those wolves, the sheepdogs that keep those wolves away. And as I said last week, the irony that the very ones that are protesting that they believe that the police have a vendetta against them were protected yet when the police were being attacked. Those officers made sure that that crowd was protected. Isn't that ironic? Well, this was by Paul Harvey, and it's just simply called The Policeman. A policeman is a composite of what all men are, I guess, a mingling of saint and sinner, dust and deity. What that really means is they are exceptional, they are unusual, they are not commonplace, buried under the froth and the fact. And the fact is that less than one-half of 1% of policemen misfit that uniform, and that is a better average than you'd find among clergymen. What is a policeman? He, of all men, is at once the most needed and the most wanted and strangely nameless creature who is sir to his face and pig or worse behind his back. He must be such a diplomat that he can settle differences between individuals so that each will think he won. But if a policeman is neat, he's conceited. If he's careless, he's a bum. If he's pleasant, he's a flirt. If he's not, he's a grouch. He must make instant decisions, which would require months for a lawyer. But if he hurries, he's careless. If he's deliberate, he's lazy. He must make instant decisions. I'm sorry, that's a repeat there. He must be first to an accident, infallible with a diagnosis. He must be able to start breathing, stop bleeding, tie splints, and above all, make sure the victim goes home without a limp. The police officer must know every gun, draw on the run, and hit where it doesn't hurt. He must be able to whip two men twice his size and half his age without damaging his uniform and without being brutal. If you hit him, he's a coward. If he hits you, he's a bully. The policeman, from a single human hair, must be able to describe the crime, the weapon, the criminal, and tell you where the criminal is hiding. But if he watches the criminal, he's lucky. But if he catches the criminal, he's lucky. If he doesn't, he's a dunce. He runs files and writes reports until his eyes ache to build a case against some felon who'll get dealed out a shameless shamus. The policeman must be a minister, a social worker, a diplomat, a tough guy, and a gentleman. And of course, he'll have to be a genius because he'll have to feed a family on a policeman's salary. The policemen are not respected as they should be. And while there are bad guys in their profession, there are bad guys in every profession. And we don't like that. But the majority of these men and women are there to protect those in the community. Do not turn your back on them. They need you now more than ever. And the men and women in that uniform are of all colors. They are of all colors. They aren't just white. They are Hispanic. They are black. They are Asian. They are of all descent, taking care of the melting pot here in the United States of America. And they do it on very little salary, and that is true. I was very impressed by the chief of police there in Dallas, and how he was approaching and how he spoke to the press. I thought he did and continues to do an excellent job. These men and women in Dallas are still on alert. They don't know what to expect, and yet they're still grieving over the losses that they experienced with their comrades, those that fell by the hands of a coward who would shoot them in the back. Shoot them from hiding, where they couldn't see where or who he was. But the irony is that as these men and women were under attack, they took the time to protect that crowd of people, of protesters, who were protesting against the violence of police officers. Irony. It's time America woke up. Yes, we're all colors, but we are one. And when we stop being one, which is what we have done, we are a broken and a divided nation, and we are weak. And we will see more of this. We need to smarten up and protect those who protect us. We're going into a break. Your calls are welcome at 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. And we will be right back.
C.J. Hadley has been bringing us all home on the range for 25 years. She's celebrating with a special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Her 25th anniversary special includes a yearly subscription to Range Magazine, 2016 Buckaroo Calendar, your choice of one of her award-winning books, The M-Bar, Call of the Cow Country, Brushstrokes and Balladeers, or Go West, all for only $40. This is the perfect 25th anniversary celebration, as well as great gift ideas. This package is only $40. A yearly subscription to Range Magazine, 2016 Buckaroo Calendar, your choice of one of her award-winning books, The M-Bar, Call of the Cow Country, Brushstrokes and Balladeers, or Go West, all for only $40. Order now. Go to rangemagazine.com or give them a call at 1-800-RANGE-FOR-YOU. That's 1-800-726-4348. And tell them Beth Ann sent you.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But these rights are not extended to the precious lives innocently waiting just to be born. Abortion is a lie. Stand up for those who cannot speak out for themselves and join the Red Ribbon Campaign, a gentle yet clear message. Science has proven babies are not just alive but can feel pain just like you and I. Our nation screams against inhumane treatment of dogs and cruel interrogation tactics of known terrorists. Yet as a nation, we idly sit by, allowing these helpless lives to be tortured to death. Please support Christ from the Womb. 10 lapel ribbons are only $7, or receive a free lapel ribbon when you purchase a t-shirt for just $20, or a wristband for $5, with two or more wristbands, just $3 each. To order, visit csctalkradio.com or P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Support Christ from the Womb and be seen, so the unborn can be heard.
Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cederstrom a friend and honor. Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSE Talk Radio, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty. Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience and gold and silver trading be your investment guide. From precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA, whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSE Talk Radio, and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. And we have returned. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. I believe in respect, and I think that we have failed to do that. We have become such a selfish people that we don't respect one another. We don't respect other professions as we should, and we are losing everything through this liberal progressive nonsense. You know, one of my listeners said, you open the show with saying you're going to make sense out of nonsense, and that's impossible. I said, well, I understand that is. But if we clear away the clutter, perhaps we can throw some sense into the mix. O'Reilly made this statement, and I agree with him to a point. I do agree. The reason the Black Lives Matter offends most of us as non-blacks is because of the hate that they march on. It's not just a matter of we want to be treated better. They want to kill, you know, pigs in a bacon, fry them up or something like that. Pigs in a blanket, fry them up now. Or what do we want? Dead cops now. Now, I didn't see with Dallas, when they interviewed those that were in the protest, I did see and hear hurting people. That isn't what they wanted. Well, you know, they were right there when it happened. So they can see the violence rather than to see what the media shows them on TV. I think that they have some, I think we deserve to listen to them. But that listening goes both ways. They need to listen to us, and they need to understand that they've been fed a truckload of lies and half-truths. And the liberal progressives and the Democrat Party and many on the Republican Party want nothing more than to keep the poor poor and to keep them dependent on government so that they will vote for them. Hillary doesn't care about their color. Hillary doesn't care about females. Hillary cares about votes. Hillary cares about money. Hillary cares about taking care of Hillary. And the more people really look and understand that, the less people will vote for Hillary. Well, O'Reilly says that the American people, that the African Americans, which I don't like the hyphens, but the African Americans must distance themselves from this BLM. And they were trying to get some of them to denounce what was being said from Black Lives Matter about some of their chants about hate. Pigs in a blanket, fry them like bacon or something. I can't think how that really goes. He says they need to distance themselves from that. And I think if they really want to carry on a conversation that's going to make any kind of real progress, unlike the liberal progressives, real progress, they're going to have to stop with the hate chants. Will they take a look at the truth in the statistics? The statistics of murder and the statistics of the killings that go across this nation. Giuliani says that the American people, particularly the black parents, need to teach their children to respect police. Well, the problem is there, Mr. Giuliani, is that most of these families don't have two parents. Kevin, I'm trying to think of his last name. I want to say James. I don't think that's right. He's a black news conservative talk show host himself, and he's on Fox quite a bit. They interview him, and he gives the statistics of the murders and the killings in the United States of America. And he says he was not a privileged black man. His father went to prison, and his mother was in a bad way, and he was raised in a foster home. But he said he never felt like he was the victim. He always saw what was really there. And I think that is commendable for this young man, because most of them would feel sorry for themselves. But he speaks up and he tries to do what's right. And yes, Giuliani's correct. They need to teach their children to respect the police, to respect one another, to respect life. The American people are so divided right now, and I believe that the Obama administrations and the liberal progressives want it that way. They want us to stay divided. Kevin Jackson, that's his name, Kevin Jackson. I got to meet him. He's really an awesome guy. He really is. I met him when I went to Colorado. But will the other side, the Black Lives Matter, will they listen to what's really the crime statistics? Now, I tried to look up. This is on a poster, and I believe that it is true, but I was trying to look up to get the statistics myself rather than having it conglomerated. They had all those murders here just 2 weekends, 3 weekends ago in Chicago, and you heard very little about it. But then we had where the police killed a black man, two different places, and that's all you heard. But the statistics of crime, of murder, of killings in the USA, really, according to what this says, I went to the FBI statistics where they have it down, and I'm going to read you this paragraph. It says, the average person in large urban area is safer walking on the street today than he or she would have been at almost any time in the past 30 years. Now, this is coming from Matthew Friedman, Nicole Frotier, and James Cullen, and they wrote Crime in 2015, a preliminary analysis. Although headlines suggesting a coming crime wave make good copy, a look at the available data shows there is no evidence to support this claim. Now, they do go on to say that there are some cities that have had a rise in crime. But all over the United States, and I would assume this is for all the murders, all the homicides, all the killings, all of them, 2% of them are blacks killed by whites. Blacks killed by police are 1% of those murders. Whites killed by police are 3% of the murders. Whites killed by whites are 16%. Whites killed by blacks are 81%. And blacks killed by blacks, 97%. That is what we need to look at. The crime rate within the black communities, the crime rate, or the joblessness and the poverty there. Now, we're not going to fix poverty by putting everyone on welfare. That is proven. It is not going to fix it. In fact, it's made it worse. It has kept them poor. It's told them that life is hopeless, that there is no hope for them, so just let us take care of you. And that is not true. You can look at Kevin Jackson. You can look at Ben Carson. You can look at Alan West. You can look at so many that we admire and look up to. Don't believe the lies that you have to stay there. I didn't live a black woman. I was not born black. I also wasn't born privileged. My daddy worked hard. There was 5 of us kids. He worked in a factory. He worked rotating shifts. And when he wasn't working in the factory, he went and took classes to learn how to tune pianos. And when he wasn't at the factory, he was tuning pianos. He tuned for the company of coal in Kansas City and Jenkins, and he started his own business. And then when we were in the city, it was B&M piano tuning. And when we moved to the country, it was just Herman Sumter's piano tuning and repair. America is divided. And to really fix things, we're going to have to sit down and talk. Hear one another out. Understand where each one is coming from. I watched those in that protest as they took off running away from the firing, from the shooting. And I watched the officers as they ran to it. And others as they helped the crowd get to safety. Working together to save one another. And we will be right back.
CSC Talk Radio is making available 2 pocket-sized booklets which will arm you with the truth. President Lincoln said, study the Constitution, let it be preached from the pulpit, proclaim the legislatures and enforced in courts of justice. The Citizens Rulebook is a pocket-sized booklet containing the Bill of Rights, our Constitution, and much more, explaining our rules. A must-read and a convenient to carry. Keep one in your pocket, one in your car, and one in your purse. The second punch of power is Sheriff Richard Mack's victory for state sovereignty. Understanding that our states' rights supersede federal laws and mandates is vital and valuable information. The Supreme Court victory of Mack Prince versus USA is a victory for all states. $5 will put power in your pocket. Order now. Send $5 to CSC Talk Radio. Let me know you want a pocket full of power. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018, or order online at csctalkradio.com. $5 is a small amount to pay for a pocket full of power.
Hear ye, hear ye. The Pen is here. News hot off the presses. The Pen is the bi-monthly newsletter for CSC Talk Radio. Beth Ann and friends have packed it with information you won't read in the paper from the corner newsstand. News, opinions, and insights, all packed into this economical read. Just $24.95 will buy you 6 issues yearly. Common sense is what we speak, and it's also what we write. The Pen is a compilation of many writers we know you're going to enjoy. The news these days isn't easy to digest, but it is necessary to keep informed, and that is what we at CSC Talk Radio strive to do, serving listeners in every way. Order your subscription today. Send $24.95 to CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Keep informed. Send $24.95 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018, and request your subscription to The Pen today.
Dr. Michael Kaufman isn't holding back, but speaking the truth. Truth is tough, and we have a lot to learn here. Radical Islam is not knocking on our door, but is in the house, and a very real threat to America. What is Islam, and what is the true belief of those? Are they all radicals? Is there a soft side to Islam? Dr. Kaufman's book is a quick study and will reveal much to you, helping all of us understand the threat of Islam to our United States of America and our American way of life. We are / were a Christian nation. Why are our leaders denying this? Is there a plan to take America for the global Islamic state? Yes. Order now. $13.99 includes shipping and handling. P.O. Box 73, California, Mo. 65018. Or order online at csctalkradio.com. Oh, one more thing. This book is made in the USA. Order your copy today of Radical Islam in the House, only $13.99.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But these rights are not extended to the precious lives innocently waiting just to be born. Abortion is a lie. Stand up for those who cannot speak out for themselves and join the Red Ribbon Campaign, a gentle yet clear message. Science has proven babies are not just alive but can feel pain just like you and I. Our nation screams against inhumane treatment of dogs and cruel interrogation tactics of known terrorists, yet as a nation we idly sit by allowing these helpless lives to be tortured to death. Please support Christ from the Womb. 10 lapel ribbons are only $7, or receive a free lapel ribbon when you purchase a t-shirt for just $20, or a wristband for $5, with two or more wristbands, just $3 each. To order, visit csctalkradio.com or P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Support Christ from the Womb and be seen, so the unborn can be heard.
And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. Now, I have not talked about very much what was going on, what happened last week in Dallas. We talked a little bit about it on Friday. I watched some of the things over the weekend, not a whole lot, because it was the same thing over and over and over again. There was nothing new. They did think they had something going on at one point in time, and that ended up not to be, which we were very thankful for. But right away, Obama has come out with the fact that we need more gun control. He spent very little time. He did spend a little time, I will give him that, but very little time exonerating and talking about our men in blue, our men and women in blue across this nation. So I'm going to share this little article with you, and it's by Christopher Rudy, and he's from Newsmax. The Dallas gun control push is wrong. What did Obama's then chief of staff, Rahm Emanuel, famously say? Never let a serious crisis go to waste. It's cynical, but President Obama seems to be employing that very strategy in the aftermath of Dallas. while calling the police killings a vicious, calculated, and despicable attack on law enforcement. He then turned his sights on gun owners, you and me. We also know that when people are armed with powerful weapons, this is coming from Obama, unfortunately, it makes attacks like these more deadly and more tragic, and in the days ahead, we're going to have to consider those realities as well. Now should not be the time to finger point or score political agenda points. Five heroes just passed away, just died in the line of duty. Their families are suffering, and we are suffering. While I strongly disagree that gun control could have prevented this is coming from the writer here, I think in the coming days and weeks it should be discussed, as well as how after 8 years of Obama, the nation is more racially divided than ever. While we are at it, let's ask why black economic empowerment and horrific black youth unemployment numbers are so bad after the Obamaonomics. Until then, let's stand with our fallen heroes in Dallas. They are still in the aftermath of this. They have not even buried the fallen just yet, not all of them. There are families left without fathers, without brothers, without sisters, without dads, friends. And it's time that we stood up for what is right in this nation. And I'm not talking about the right and left. I'm talking about what is right and what is righteous. If you want liberty, then you need to put this stuff aside. As Judge Jeanine said over the weekend, this is on anarchy. That's what that was, that protest. That's what that was. Well, the Governor Fallon, she claims that it's more dangerous to be black in America, but yet the statistics show us that that's not true. So she needs to start paying attention to the statistics and less political garbage. She must only be watching MSM, mainstream media. She says it's more dangerous to be black in America. It's both more dangerous because of crime, which is the Chicago story, but it is more dangerous in that it is substantially more likely to end up in a situation where the police don't respect you and where you could easily get killed. And yet there have been more whites killed by police than blacks. The statistics are there, but she's not looking at that. We have to do what we can do to make every American feel that they are protected, and I agree with that. But that comes from both sides. Are we going to look at the truth or just what we think is the truth? It's time to stop believing everything that the mainstream media, and even Fox at times, tells you. It's time to put some of that aside. To know and understand that we're being played. We're being played like a Stradivarius with a lot of bad notes. A lot of bad notes. We have Joe from Arkansas. Joe, how are you today?
Yeah, I'm all right. How are you, Bethann?
I'm doing okay. Thank you, sir.
Okay. Yeah, I know your friend J.R. Martin that wrote that book that you carry, Selling U.S. Out. Excellent book.
Yes, it is.
I know he has made the point that a lot of these social problems are related to our trade policies, you know, which has made unemployment so rampant in the country. You know, when it should be obvious, you know, it should be as plain as the nose on everybody's face. You know, when they go to the store and they see that about 80% of the stuff in the stores now is marked made in China, made in Thailand, product of Mexico, product of this place, that place, whatever, you know, and very little of the stuff, you know, that we buy that's on the store shelves these days is made in America, No wonder we have so much black unemployment and other types of unemployment. And no wonder, you know, there's so many people on welfare. And no wonder there's so many people, you know, that don't feel like they have a useful function in life, you know, and, you know, don't feel like they have a useful place in society. So they kind of feel resentful about their circumstances in life. And you don't want to lash out at somebody or another. And, you know, without pinpointing what the cause of it is, you know, if we would just get out of these trade agreements and get back to buying and selling from each other, you know, we would feel like we have a useful place in society. We would have opportunities to keep ourselves busily, gainfully employed. And I think these social problems would be greatly diminished if we would.
And you can
if,
see.
If we would get out, if the ratio was instead 80% of the stuff in the stores was made in America, creating jobs for Americans, and 20% of the stuff came from foreign countries, I think that would do a lot to clear up a lot of these social problems. Like, and that's the point that J.R. Martin makes, which I think is a very good point, which is worth repeating.
You know, I think you're absolutely right, and J.R. is too. I'd have him on again, but he got another job. He's not available during the day now. But he, nobody wants to look at that. And they don't want to look at how this has kept the poor people, those who live in those areas in the United States, and unfortunately a lot of them happen to be black. There are whites there too. But can you imagine how they feel when they cannot make a living and they have to turn to the government? So they would turn to the government for everything, whether it's to blame them, whether it's to keep food on the table and clothes on their back. How that would make them feel as in hopeless, downtrodden, discouraged, because they don't see any hope and any gleam in the future that way.
Yes, there's the American dream for them.
Yeah, where is it?
Yeah.
And I think that is worth discussing. I think it's a cultural thing, that it's come from this economic issue that we have here in the United States, the fact that so many in the government want to keep these people down by putting them on welfare and basically saying, don't worry about it, we'll take care of you, we know you can't make it. But they can make it. And we've seen many of them that have. I believe we've created this mess, and I think that's what you're saying, with the economics, with the taking away of God, with the taking away of morals. I mean, there are so many, and they're growing in the white communities as well, broken families. They don't have a father and a mother in the house. Now we've got all these identity crises where we don't know. I've got something to share on that here later on. It's beyond nonsense. And it is killing this nation, and it's killing the people, and it's killing their American dream. We're going into a break. Thank you, Joe. I appreciate it so much. We're going into a break. Your calls are welcome. I do have something on the First Amendment I need to share with you when we come back. 877-895-5410, and we will be right back. Tupperware, a trusted name that's been around a long time. But did you know it's not just about storage? Tupperware has been helping you in the kitchen and around the house for many years. Cook it, serve it, keep it stored safe. Tupperware stands by their lifetime guarantee. I used to be a Tupperware lady, but now my good friend Beth Mitchell is my Tupperware consultant. Do you need a bridal shower gift or a fundraiser? It's picnic season. Are you ready? Storage season is all year long. Saving money, saving time, saving food, storing items. Tupperware literally has you covered. Are you looking for a career to help others and yet manage your own time? Beth Mitchell is leading the way. Let her be your Tupperware consultant. Beth will help you get started with your new career. Visit bethmitchell.my.tupperware.com. Or just give her a call at 573-690-4924. That's 573-690-4924. Tupperware is not just a party. Tupperware is a savings and an opportunity.
David Keeston, a patriot and good friend of CSC Talk Radio, has published a small booklet, A Constitutional Plan to Fix America. It says this will take 5 years with a market-based approach. Freedom, liberty, prosperity. David has kindly made these booklets available to Beth Ann so that she can bring them to you. To purchase 1 to 9 booklets, $3 each. To purchase 10 or more, $2 each. Shipping and handling included. Today, our nation faces the most difficult threat in over 200 years. years. The United States of America's very existence is in great danger. The wholesale destruction of our national currency and the standard of living, which all Americans have come to know, love, and unfortunately take for granted. Let's fix America. In ordering this booklet, you're also helping CSC Talk Radio. America working together to fix America and bring America home. Just $3 each, 10 or more, only $2 each. P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018.
Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cederstrom a friend and honored. Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSE Talk Radio, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty. Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience in gold and silver trading be your investment guide, from precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSE Talk Radio, and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188.
Did you know that whether you're making a phone call, texting a friend, or checking email, you can be making a difference for CSE Talk Radio? That's right. When you sign up for wireless service from our friends at Affinity 4, not only do you receive affordable rate plans with nationwide coverage on one of America's largest wireless networks, you'll also be supporting CSC Talk Radio through Affinity 4's Give Back program. Affinity 4 Wireless offers a variety of phones from leading manufacturers, and you can choose from individual and shared plans to meet your needs. And you can keep your same phone number. Call 1-800-311-2021 today and let the Affinity 4 customer service team help you select the best plan and phone for your needs. And remember, when you sign up for any of Affinity 4's products and services, a portion of the proceeds will be donated back to CSC Talk Radio. Don't wait. Call today, 1-800-311-2021, and ask about their current wireless promotions, including a free month of service and free phone offers. That's 1-800-311-2021.
And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. The story I want to close with today, we've talked about Dallas. We've talked about respecting the police officers, our men and women in uniform and blue uniform across these United States. And I shared with you what the policeman is by words from Paul Harvey of long ago, how we love Paul Harvey and his wisdom, common sense wisdom. Well, this is coming from the Daily Signal, and I had not seen anything of this. And my daughter-in-law was asking me, she said, did you see this? And I said, no, I haven't heard word about it. And this was before the attack in Dallas. But there's a pastor who says the state law threatens his right to teach the Bible in his church. The First Amendment is under attack. All this politically correct jargon, and now this identity idiocy, sexual identity, this is hurting the First Amendment as well as tearing this nation down morally. An Iowa pastor saying the government needs to stop meddling in religious affairs is at odds with the state over a law focused on sexual orientation and gender identity that he says hinders the First Amendment right to teach on matters of sexuality. Now, I'm going to back up and I'm going to remind you that Patrick Henry's famous speech that ended with "Give me liberty or give me death" came after he saw the flogging, the whipping of a man whose wounds from that took his life. He asked, what did this man do? He refused to take a license from the king as a pastor and preach what the king wanted him to teach and preach. I want you to think about that very long and hard. The separation of church and state is an absolute lie, but for the fact that the state is to keep out of the church, not the church out of the state. Let me go back to this article. The state of Iowa is not the self-appointed pope of all churches. Kerry Gordon, a pastor of Cornerstone World Outreach, a non-denominational church with around 900 members in Sioux City, Iowa. An Iowa Civil Rights Commission brochure on sexual orientation and gender identity says churches are places of public accommodation and generally are not exempt from the law, according to the First Liberty Institute, a legal organization that defends religious freedom and represents Gordon's church. The brochure says the Iowa Civil Rights Act, Iowa Code Chapter 216, was expanded to add sexual orientation and gender identity to the list of protected classes. The change took effect in July of 2007. You got that? It is now illegal in Iowa to discriminate against a person because of his or her sexual orientation or gender identity. And Gordon told the Daily Signal, as it reads, according to their interpretation of the Iowa Code, if you discuss anything out of the scripture that relates to sexuality or marriage, you're not in compliance with the law and you can be sort of treated like a criminal. Now, when we talk about mentioning sexuality, what do they do about, and how will this end up in the next couple of years? Especially if Hillary gets in as president. Are they going to discriminate? Are they going to punish doctors when they put the sex down on a birth certificate as to whether it's male or female? Or should we say undetermined until child decides? I go back to the article. Gordon, the senior pastor of his church for over 21 years, said his greatest concern with the issue is the flagrant disrespect for the First Amendment of the Constitution, where the state retains the power to correct or control what I say and teach out of the Bible. It is fundamentally wrong, and I can't comply with that. I've taken an oath to the Lord Jesus Christ, and I obey the Bible above all men. I have to obey God. And that puts me in a precarious position. Just like that pastor that wouldn't take the license from the king to preach only what the king wanted preached. The State Civil Rights Commission's brochure also indicates that the government has the authority to force churches to allow men and women's restrooms, First Liberty Institute says in the case summary. The Iowa Civil Rights Commission has not made any changes in its interpretation of the law, nor does it intend to ignore the exemption for religious institutions when applicable. The Iowa Civil Rights Commission enforces Chapter 216 of the Iowa Code, which in part prohibits discrimination by public accommodations. The code also provides for an exemption for any bona fide religious institution with respect to any qualifications the institution may impose board on religion, sexual orientation, or gender identity when such qualifications are related to a bona fide religious purpose. This law was enacted in 2007 and has been consistently enforced, and the exemption consistently applied since its enactment. Now, I don't have time to share the entire article with you, but what they're concerned about is that the churches are considered, because the doors are open to all, public arenas. And if they are public, then the state will control anything that might be discriminatory coming out of those doors and preached from those pulpits. So will we say, give me liberty or give me death? Will we stand on kicking the state out of the church? There is no freedom in this United States if the people continue to be divided and refuse to stand together. We need to do some talking, that's for sure, and that's for certain. We need to bring America home.
Dr. Michael Kaufman isn't holding back, but speaking the truth. Truth is tough, and we have a lot to learn here. Radical Islam is not knocking on our door, but is in the house, and a very real threat to America. What is Islam, and what is the true belief of those? Are they all radicals? Is there a soft side to Islam? Dr. Kaufman's book is a quick study and will reveal much to you, helping all of us understand the threat of Islam to our United States of America and our American way of life. We are/were a Christian nation. Why are our leaders denying this? Is there a plan to take America for the global Islamic State? Yes. Order now. $13.99 includes shipping and handling. P.O. Box 73, California Mo 65018. Or order online at csctalkradio.com. Oh, one more thing. This book is made in the USA. Order your copy today of Radical Islam in the House, only $13.99.
CSC Talk Radio is making available 2-pocket-sized booklets which will arm you with the truth. President Lincoln said, study the Constitution, let it be preached from the pulpit, proclaim the legislatures and enforced in courts of justice. The Citizens Rule Book is a pocket-sized booklet containing the Bill of Rights, our Constitution, and much more, explaining our rules. A must-read and a convenient to carry. Keep one in your pocket, one in your car, and one in your purse. The second punch of power is Sheriff Richard Mack's victory for state sovereignty. Understanding that our state's rights supersede federal laws and mandates is vital and valuable information. The Supreme Court victory of Mack Prince versus USA is a victory for all states. $5 will put power in your pocket. Order now. Send $5 to CSC Talk Radio. Let me know you want a pocket full of power. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order online at csctalkradio.com. $5 is a small amount to pay for a pocket full of power.
It was once said, the pen is mightier than the sword. We're living in a time now that is demanding the Republic to speak up. Grievances need to be put before our elected officials. They need to hear from you. Mainstream media isn't telling the constitutional truth about issues in this nation. There's an agenda afoot that's being used against we the people. Commit now to send at least one of your representatives the pen. There will be no excuse for their lack of knowledge. Pick your state or national representatives and senators, or even your governor. It's time to bring common sense back into our governing. Let the Republic be heard. The Pen is a bi-monthly publication for only $24.95. Order yours and order theirs. $24.95 per subscription, CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Order four and get the fifth one free. For credit card, visit csctalkradio.com. CSC Talk Radio listeners are reaching out to bring America home.